What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Our annual chat, which means that something's good happened for the Akron Zips. It's Jared Goes on the Boss Man Show. Coach, it's time for our annual chat. How you doing, brother?
No doubt. What a blessing, right? Something we don't take for granted, but you usually say we don't need to keep meeting like this, but I kind of like it.
100%, Coach. Hey, Coach, congrats on three Penis Mac champions, man. Tell me, what does it mean for you, Coach, man, your career to accomplish this with all the guys around Akron who love you and all the guys you've helped coach play overseas and just developing the great young men, husbands, and fathers, man? Let's talk about just all the work you've put in this place, man, and just seeing what's happening on the court to kind of say we're doing something right here at Akron.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. It is a culture for sure, and an established culture over 9 years. And a lot of the guys you mentioned, the overseas guys, are pros. Enrique Freeman, who's in the NBA, like all these guys take great pride in what they've built. I'm just here to kind of navigate it and be a steward of it, if you will. But give the credit certainly to the players that we've had from day one and their belief in what we were telling them, that what we were going to build. And, so I'm very, very humbled by their belief in what we were laying out. Because at that time when we started this whole process, we had not one, had all the pros we have now, had all the guys that have graduated that we have now. And so now there's a little more evidence early on with those guys. They had faith. So I'm always very thankful for the guys that we call the trailblazers and what they did to help us. We'll see a lot of those guys in Tampa. They've all been reaching out. They all want tickets. A lot of them are coming. I'm looking forward to seeing them. But now this particular team, special group of dudes, I thought their next play speed, their mental toughness was on display in Cleveland, because there were times in all three games really where things didn't go our way, but we were able to respond the right way. And I thought that ultimately led us to the outcome that we desired.
Coach, as a competitor, how enjoyable was it to see your guys fight through adversity in Cleveland, play the Akron way against three tough teams, three hard-nosed games, which like the Midwest already is, against Buffalo, Kent, where Cindy does a heck of a job there, and Toledo with Todd Kowalski, who does a heck of a job. So let's talk about just how for you to compare to coaches, enjoying watching the process of these games in Cleveland and that great crowd you all had there.
Yeah, it was awesome. And the crowd was obviously pro Akron on Saturday night. You could feel them. We're so thankful for the support that Zips Nation gave us. but three great opponents and odd, right? You got the Buffalo game where we were in control most of the game. They make this run at the end, give Buffalo credit. George does such a great job, made four threes in a row, and it comes down to them missing a three that would have tied it. And we had to kind of absorb that. Then in the Kent game, we get off to a great start. You know, we're up 13, whatever it was, 14 at the half, and Kent comes out to start the second half and pops us right in the nose and gets within, obviously, one or two possessions there, and we had to respond to that. And as you said, Cindy does such a great job there. So, and then obviously Todd does a tremendous job. He's built a great program at Toledo. I thought they were playing about as well as anybody going into that championship game. They had won six of their last seven and were really rolling and are difficult to defend. He does a great job of coaching his team, and they, you know, took it to us in the first half. So then we had to respond to that. And that's why I thought the phrase next play speed was the thing with our team that I probably took most out of the weekend in Cleveland.
And Coach, when I looked at your team all year long, things looked so connected. And I know you felt the same way being there every day inside with them. But watch from the outside, I can sit on the bench, guys cheering for each other, no hanging heads. From the scout team who helps prepare you to play these tough opponents, and the walk-ons and the support staff, the managers. I just felt like watching your games this year, you all on the same accord, moving to that same beat.
Yeah, it's a great observation, JR, to be honest with you. Not a lot of people have said that to me. Great observation on your part, because we are across the board. Everybody's got a role to play in this. You know, I always tell them that your role may be different, but your status is the same here. We respect and value everyone that's in our organization, and everybody has a job to do. And I think guys take a lot of pride in that. And across the board, our players value, whether it's the managers or the GAs or the staff, and vice versa. So, it's a special group because of the character of the people that are involved in this, our staff, support staff, and our players.
And, Coach, also I wanted fans to understand this. To win, you need your alignment with presidents and ADs and administrations. Talk about how important it is to have a great administration here at Akron who supports you in what you all need, gives you what you need, and also is aligned with you and your vision for this program and bought into the culture you and your staff have set for the Akron Zips.
Well, I appreciate that, your thought on that as well, because it's huge. You know, you've got to have alignment. You know, when a ring in the ladder, so to speak, is not there, it creates more challenges and makes it harder. And fortunately for us, you know, throughout my tenure here, we've had a lot of people who really care about this and doing it well administratively, and it certainly has a huge impact.
No doubt, Coach. And winning these games, man, 29 this year, one more than last year, man. So you could go for going with 30 wins next year, Coach, or more than that.
I wish it was that easy. I said that to my friend Nick Camino, who's up in Cleveland that does TV up there. And he said, you know, just go win three in a row in Cleveland. We'll talk again. Like, it's simple. You know, it's it's so much more challenging than that. We do not take it for granted. But you're right. Special run here over the last couple of years. That's for sure. And we've been very blessed, humbled by it, quite frankly.
No doubt, Coach. And, Coach, I want to ask you this, man. For you overall, 8 winning seasons at Akron out of your 9, 6 of them over 20 wins. Talk about the players you recruit who fit the Akron way and how you recruit their families as well to figure out they're the right fit for what you're building up there in Akron, Ohio.
Yeah, no doubt. I recognized at our selection show party yesterday, recognized the players' families that were here. And I said, sometimes you guys mean them try to give me credit for their character. I said, that's not me. That's the parents that you're seeing all and the people that have influenced them prior to their arrival. We've got great dudes. We really do. Good people, obviously good players, but they're really good people. And it makes a huge difference. You know, when we're recruiting, we're looking at the basketball piece, obviously, but we're also looking at the person, the student. You know, are they someone that can get over themselves? You know, someone that understands that we're going to do this together and we're going to care about each other at a high level. It's not about me. It's about we, number one. And then number two, do they care about winning? You know, not only games and championships, but do they care about winning in the classroom, winning, making winning decisions in life? Does that matter to them? And so those are the type of people we're looking for and that we've basically saturated our locker room with here, you know, over the last 6 to 7 years, and just had a lot of great, great people in addition to their playing ability in that locker room.
And Coach, I want to ask you this question, man. For a team that was one like you, has won the last 3 years, how is it when you bring new guys into that fold, teaching them your winning ways and winning habits? Because you know, sometimes when teams win a lot, guys are always easy. But how you get guys to buy into your winning concepts who had not been there before when they join your program these last 3 years?
Obviously, I think leadership from two aspects. One is the staff and support staff, right? We have to continue to model both verbally and visually what that looks like. And then as or more impactful, JR, to be honest with you, is that what we call the regenerative leadership model, meaning our seniors and juniors teach the young guys. Then those young guys become the older guys and they teach the new crop of young guys. And so, you know, if you listen to Lyles in postgame, he's talking about what Freeman taught him. If you listen to Tavari Johnson, he's going to tell you what Castaneda taught him. You know, if you listen to Castaneda, he's going to tell you one of the reasons he came was because he watched the experience that Christian Jackson had. So it becomes almost cyclical, and the upperclassmen do a great job of epitomizing, you know, our culture to these younger guys, and it becomes almost learned through osmosis, if you will.
Coach, you know, Shamar Scott, man, making that big shot for you guys, sixth man of the year in the MAC. I always tell young men, Coach Gross, is that it's not who starts, it's who finishes the game. He buying that six-man role early here and making an impact for you. How about his well, he could probably start for a lot of teams, but he's looking on a bench for you guys doing his thing. So talk about his sacrifice, but how he sets up his role and plays at a high level and makes an impact on you guys every night.
Oh, yeah, another great observation, JR. I mean, that's why I got emotional after the game with Mark Adams, thinking about him epitomizing some of the things we've already talked about, to sacrifice and make that commitment in that role to be the best sixth man in the league. He's done it back-to-back years, sixth man of the year. It's only been done by one other player, and you nailed it. He plays starters. He's a starter. But the sacrifice that he's made for us to kind of balance our rotations because we think that's best for our team and helps our team play its best has been incredible. You know, I'm just so thankful for his disposition, his attitude, and the way that he plays his role at such a high level.
No doubt. And also, Tavari Johnson, my coach, heck of a player, outstanding player, dynamic guy, tournament MVP, doing a lot of things for you. Just give the listeners a little bit more insight into him and what you saw in him as a player when you had one to come to Akron and how he's developed over the years for you, man.
Yeah, he's a terrific player. Offensively, I don't know how many weaknesses he has. I mean, he can dribble, pass, shoot, finish with either hand, score at all three levels, facilitate with his passing ability, has the ability to impact the game through scoring, and has become, obviously, worked really hard to become a better defender in the system. And his development, I saw a picture of him they showed me the other day when he was a freshman. You know, he's gained 20-plus pounds, 25 pounds. He's gotten better in the weight room, like – and then he's gotten better, most importantly, off the court. Both him and Lyles, I think a real key to their success has been watching some of those guys I mentioned earlier and becoming more and more disciplined as human beings and players. And that discipline has allowed them to make accelerated steps forward each year that they've been here. Sometimes people think discipline's like a dirty word. I don't like the word discipline. But we think discipline and detail can lead you to greatness. We believe that here. We've witnessed it and proud of those guys that they've become so much more disciplined in all areas over the course of their 4 years.
Last one, Coach, you got Texas Tech coming up here. Grant McCaslin done a great job there. So I know you and your staff been diving into film since last night, man. So how's it looking on film so far? Get ready for those guys.
They are really good. Wow. And their adjustment, obviously, just to keep right on ticking after Toppin's injury, is impressive. Grant has won every place he's been, junior college, North Texas, and now Texas Tech. You can tell when I see snippets of media things how connected he is to his players and vice versa. Have much respect for that. His teams are physical. They're competitively tough. Obviously, this particular team shoots a lot of threes, and they're good at it. They've got a lot of firepower on offense. And then you know you're going to get physicality and competitive toughness on the other end. So much respect in what I've seen thus far as we continue to dive into it. you know, it'll be a great challenge, great program, great team, and very good coach.
Well, Coach, best luck to you as always, Coach. And y'all be cheering for you. And hopefully do this again next year, Coach. Same day, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. I always appreciate you having us on.
Hey, same here, Coach. I always love our chats, brother.
Thank you.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.